It's the radio segment that just got kicked off Ariana Grande's dance squad for having a better ponytail than her. Only room for one. It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other Nerf darts just don't. Yeah. This first Laser Story is out of England. Darren and Maggie Tremblay recently found out their neighbors were moving and their house was up for sale.
Okay.
So out of curiosity, they looked it up on a real estate site to check out photos of the inside.
Yeah, who doesn't do that?
Yeah,
it's fine. I mean, going to the open house is the best. Finally get a snoop on them.
Weirdly, in one of their pictures, they saw their cat, Freddy, in the background.
What?
No.
So that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But then the next picture showed Freddy stretched out on the neighbor's bed, making himself right at home.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
Freddy. Wait, Freddy, are you cheating on them?
Yeah, exactly. You feel betrayed.
It was a little weird.
Why are you so comfortable?
So they went through all the pics, which included more Freddy.
Oh.
And by the end, they knew something was off.
Yeah.
And that their own cat had been living a double life.
No!
Because I'm not even lying. I was at my best friend's house last week, and this cat was inside. I'm like, you got a new cat? She's like, oh, no, it's the neighbor's cat. I feed it. And I'm like, but it's inside your house. Yeah. It has its own home.
It's a cat thing.
You never
see that with a neighbor's dog just chilling in your house.
Yeah.
Darren and Maggie say they knew he'd gone inside the neighbor's house before, but didn't realize he was basically living there part-time. And then the next day, the real shocker hit when other people on their street came forward and said they thought Freddy was their cat, too.
Leaves for like 3 days at a time. Now I feel that's not betrayed.
But they all called him by different names.
There's really?
Oscar, Petunia, and even Cat Benatar.
I mean, Cat Benatar wins.
In the end, it was confirmed that Freddy the cat was not secretly living two lives or three, but four different lives.
Is this why they have nine lives?
How can you be a cat hater when the things are this smart?
Yeah. He's getting fed four different dinners each night and sleeping in four different houses.
Wow.
So what's going to happen next? Right now, everyone thinks it's funny until the neighbors move, and I guess we'll see what Freddy decides to do. Give that cat a reality TV show. Freddy's World.
That would be amazing.
I would too.
This next laser story is out of Ottawa. A 27-year-old guy just made news because of an issue he's having with his 26-year-old fiancée.
Okay.
They got engaged on Valentine's Day, and turns out they have very different visions of their wedding.
Well, that can happen.
She wants something, quote, formal and glamorous.
Uh-huh.
And he wants a Star Wars theme.
Okay.
Like, he wants to go all out. He's talking hiring stormtroopers to dance, groomsmen in Jedi robes, and using Star Wars music for the first dance.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, call it off.
Yeah. I mean, can you make that glam?
Well, the fiance is not into it.
Yeah, probably
so that's
not
a big issue. The guy was quoted as saying, she doesn't want anything Star Wars related to our wedding at all. I even suggested that we could each plan half, where she handles the formal ceremony and I plan the killer Star Wars cantina reception.
Doesn't seem right.
That seems awesome. Like, bend a little. It's not just the bride's day. It's yours together.
But the guy says, but she said no to that, too.
Oh.
So is he giving up? Absolutely not.
Stick to your lightsaber.
He says it's his wedding, too, and so she needs to compromise.
I'm actually with him on that one.
What does the Twittersphere think? Pretty much every single person who's commented has taken the bride's side.
Really?
Yeah, I can see that.
But there's a few who support him. One person said, quote, if you end up doing it, bro, I want to be there and hear the minister say, you may now kiss the bride in Wookiee.
Oh.
Everyone's crying.
Oh, no. That's so sweet.
This next laser story is out of the Pasta Palace.
Ooh, I want to live here.
There's around 350 different types of pasta, but some people out there still can't find a single one that meets all their needs.
Mm.
And that's why a guy named Dan Pashman runs a food podcast called The Sporkful. and he decided to create the perfect pasta.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I'm behind this science.
Yeah, talk to us. What does that mean?
Dan set three big criteria for it. How easy it is for the pasta to get onto your fork, how well it holds sauce, and how satisfying it is when you bite into it.
Ooh,
tasty.
He spent 3 years researching it and even interviewed experts that worked at a place called the Pasta Lab at North Dakota State University.
Whoa. Better be good. Dude, that's amazing. What are you studying? Pasta.
Yeah, I'm a pasta scientist.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I went to the wrong school. But the Pasta Lab at North Dakota State is where they develop new types of noodles. And after all that, Dan came up with a shape that he says is perfect.
I mean, he's got the science to back it sounds like.
3 years.
It's called cascatelli, which means waterfalls in Italian.
Wait, his name's Dan and he didn't even name it Danatelli? I've been
It has to be an actual Italian name in order for it to be legitimate.
Jake just showed us a picture. We're getting a picture around.
It looks kind of like a miniature lasagna noodle.
Yeah.
More wrinkles.
We'll put pictures of it up on the Brooke and Jeffrey Facebook page. But according to experts, the pasta pieces almost look like rainbows with a lot of hollow space on the top to hold sauce.
Okay. Get in my belly!
Calling it a sauce trough.
Oh,
but I like that.
I like that too, bro.
Yeah. Now a company called Sfoglini is selling the pasta.
Ooh.
But there is a 12-week waiting list if you want to get your hands on it.
Come on.
Dude, I want to feel it in my mouth.
Me too.
Wait, that sounded weird.
Let's just go to the next laser story.
I still back it.
This one's out of the interwebs. Are you guilty of flexing on social media?
Yeah, sometimes I low-key flex.
Well, maybe not so surprising news, but you might be insecure.
Oh, also, high-key insecure.
High-key.
I say that because a new study may explain what motivates the self-focused nature of social media and people who constantly post selfies on Instagram.
Okay.
The study surveyed 3,000 people, and they found that if you know someone who's constantly posting selfies and giving out life advice because, according to them, they're, quote, killing the game.
Oh, my God. I cannot stand those quotes.
Life
Anything
advice.
That says hashtag goals on it themselves, it's the worst.
Those are your goals, bro.
Yeah.
Like, calm down.
It says it's not due to an overinflated sense of self-worth. It's actually the opposite. It's extreme lack of self-confidence.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So it's because they're actually not reaching their goals. They feel terrible about themselves.
Right. Yeah. They feel really insecure and ashamed, and so they want to tell everybody, no, see, I'm doing great. I'm killing it.
Even like these gorgeous, pretty girls that I follow are like models.
Oh, for sure. Those are...
I'm always wondering the same angle every day.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they love getting the love, and then they usually delete the post, actually, because they're insecure about it.
Yeah,
they
totally.
Just like the comments.
Wow, this is crazy.
The professor in charge of the study at a New York University's Department of Psychology says narcissistic people show off online to cope with their own insecurities.
Oh, yeah.
And I've not because they actually think highly of themselves.
Yeah.
So do we pity like them then? Or can we just keep just ignoring it?
No, just give them a pity like. They need it.
Does that help?
They need it or else they're going to be sad.
But isn't that like false confidence?
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
But that's why this guy doesn't flex online at all.
Uh-oh.
Unless you count his new internet startup called Only Shells. Someone just got a complimentary 3-month subscription for dropping that name on the air. Am I flexing? Maybe.
You are.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Friday.